Morning, guys. We've got a problem. Don't know that what my heating isn't working. I don't know whether it's because my gas isn't working or what, but we're going to just check. That works. Well, my heating won't work. So I've got to go and do some boiler checks now. Had to do this the other week, actually. It's lost its pressure again, I think, anyway. There's no hot water coming out of it, that is for sure. So, I'm going to fix it, Chris style. That's what we do in this world. We fix things Chris style. So, what do we need to do? Do we need any tools? Well, there's not, as far as I'm aware, we don't. The first thing we're going to do is an obvious little thing, and that's check all the circuit breakers. We could have popped a breaker. Which means if we have the freezers gone down in the outside cupboard, because I think they're all on the same breaker, I'm not sure. But we'll check that first, before we do anything. And I can get to the damn breaker. Well, all of those appear to be up, so that isn't the cause of it. So that's that one ruled out. So let's open the outside cupboard. We'll go in and we'll see what's happening. I'm not getting any heat in at all. I'm not even getting any water, so it's a pressure issue, I think. That means I have to take the bottom off the boiler. Waltz in it. I'm going to check the boiler. It's got lights. Let's reset it. That doesn't work. I think it's dead, Jim. I think my boiler is dead, Jim. So let's look at the possibilities of fixing this. Let's take the bottom off. That's an absolute pain in the room to get off. Put this over it, so I have to get this off somewhere. That's off. I'm going to find the two valves underneath. There's two of them. And I've got to somehow work out how to get it back on. Now, Malcolm did show me how to do this and I've forgotten. So we're just going to have to see if we can work it out somehow. There is a way to do this. As I say, this is all very annoying. When I find where I'm looking for, I know exactly what I want. There's a couple of little turn dial things. There's one. Should be another one somewhere. Got one. I found one. There's one. Right. Still no good. This is not happening, guys. Yes. I'll put it this way, I think I've got it. Not totally sure, but
We'll give it time. So let's just do this one more time. Just to make extra sure. It's been primed. I think it'll work. So we're going to try now with the hot water upstairs. See if I can't get dyed again, but I think that's just because it's,
I don't know, weird. The heating system is completely fricked, in which case I've got no heating. Well, hopefully I should have fixed it. Should be able to get water now. I can get that at least. Then I've sorted it. Soon tell you. Well, the boiler's coming up, so the problem should have gone away. But yeah, all I had to do is just pressurise it. I thought that might have been what happened. Well, it's working now, so we're back up. So let's get some heat on in this place. Because this thing should be working and it isn't, apparently. So we're going to try and get it to persuade it to operate. Because it usually works, but hasn't been doing. It was working yesterday, but not now, it would seem. So, it's annoying, this is. But we've sorted it. So let's get it on, see what can be done with this bloody thing. If I don't get the heat on, then I know there's something untoward going on with this. If we do, then we're good. Should be able to get heat. The thermostat is connected to the thingy in there, so it should. I'm just stepping it up. There it is. We're good. First thing was to try and find the things that I needed. There's little valves, and you have to find them. And they were awkward. But yeah, we've restored heating to the house again. I didn't think it was much major, it just decided to dump its thing again. Seems to do that maybe once, twice a year. And it always seems to do it when you most need it. But there you go. That's what heating systems do. Anyway. Enough said. So far, so good. As I say, it's working now. So, yeah, I had to just boost it. I don't know why it insisted on me doing that. I could tell when I got no hot water that it was something dire. So, yeah, it's all right. So I'm happy about that. At least it works. That's the main thing. So I will go and post this boo. And after last night's drama with the fire alarm, I thought that today would be a drama-free day, but it appears not so far, and it's only just after 9 in the morning. So, yeah, not good times. But anyway, hopefully it should be all right now.